Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for today, God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house. Mighty God, your servant, Lord, as standing before your people today, God. It's an awesome responsibility, and it's one that one should not take lightly. So, Lord, here is your servant, God. You have called, appointed, and anointed for a time like this. I pray, God, that you may send the anointing, God, because it's the anointing that makes the difference. And meanwhile, you're sending the anointing, God, I pray, God, that you'll wax it with all the gifts and the talent that you have trapped in this lump of clay. I pray, God, that you may give me revelation. You may give me instructions, God. You may allow me to flow in the Holy Spirit. God, you have put something in my spirit, but God, it is your prerogative to shift at any time. Lord, I am just the clay. You are the potter, Lord. So you could reshape, you could remold, and you could do it all over again. So, Lord, I stand here, Lord, waiting for the Spirit of God to move. And allow me, God, to move with your wind. Allow me to move with your cloud. Allow me to move under the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, I thank you in advance for speaking, for moving, for correcting, for giving impartation, God. Move us up to another level, Lord, of blessings. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I pray, God, that you give me power. I pray for power for on high. I pray for dunamis power, Lord. For clarity in your word that will change us. That will cause us to walk better. For cause us to walk in our blessing, Lord. So, Lord, I take authority over any and every foul spirit that may sneak in the house of God. You are not welcome here today. You have the wrong assignment. So we want to reassign you to dry place. And we want to take up the Spirit of God. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God. We say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Bless you. I will not be too long before you today. Amen. I'm not sure if I would finish this message that God has given me. Amen. He just gave me a little introduction. I just want to share with you at this time, at this move up where we'll be moving in. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. Amen. I would like to come to you this morning from the book of Psalms. Brother Clinton, can you put it up on the screen if it's possible, please? Book of Psalms, Psalms 1. And I think as a little child, we used to have to memorize scriptures. Come on, I'll say it again. We used to have to memorize scriptures, amen, because when you memorize scriptures, it's in your spirit. Amen. You know, when the enemy comes in, amen, you don't have to run because perhaps your Bible is not in your pocket or in your pocketbook at the time when the enemy attack, amen? So you got to equip yourself to memorize it so it could flow out of your spirit, amen? I'm only talking to a few people today, amen. I want to talk to some people who know warfare, amen? I want to talk to some folks who know warfare, praise God. Amen. We are still on war mode. war mode, warfare, spiritual warfare, amen? But I think for the last couple of months, we've been on warfare, but we are on the defense. We're defending too much, amen? And it's good. We arm ourselves, amen? You go to battle, you got the armor, put on the blessed plate of righteousness and the helmet, and we sword, amen? And it's good, because once you go into battle, you got to arm yourself. But I think sometimes we focus too much on the defending, amen? Amen. Defending. We're defending too much. But this morning, I want to go a little bit on the offense this morning, amen? Amen. Come on, you know we could be in spiritual warfare, but we could go on offense this morning, amen? Come on, come on, come on, come on. So we'll be coming from Psalms 1, amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for technology. Amen. Amen. Thank God for height. Amen. Praise God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise God. That's a sermon right there. Amen. Come on. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Don't go too fast, brother. Come on. Be easy with me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't go too far ahead of me. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not. Just put a knot. Amen. Come on. I want you to put a knot there. Blessed is the man that walketh not. Praise God. In the council. So there's a council. Let me just read it. Amen. No. Come back. Praise God. I'm not finished, brother. Okay, let me read it fast. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the council of the ungodly. Amen. Come back, please. Amen. Sometimes. When we have modern technology, amen. The God that nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat. Sometimes we sit in some seat, amen. Praise God. I feel the anointing of God coming, amen. Praise God. Go in, Brother Clinton. Amen. There's another but again, amen? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate. Come on. Meditate at noontime. Meditate day and night. Praise God. It's good to read the word of God. So meditate the word day and night. Go ahead. Come on, Brother Clinton. Ride with me, brother. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. In his fruit in his season. That means there's a season that you have, that there's some fruit. Oh my God. Let me back up. In his season, his leaf also shall not wither. No dry up leaf. And whatsoever he doeth. Come on, I can't hear you. Sound like you know the scripture. And whatever he do, must prosper. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Mike. The ungodly. So perhaps they were talking about the righteous. Amen. So the ungodly is not so mush it up. The ungodly, no way. But I like the shaft which the wind. It's funny with dry leaf. Oh God, let me take my time. Amen. Blow away. Two more verse. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So number one, praise God. Therefore, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly. Come on, I can't hear you. Come on. For the Lord knoweth. Somebody read it. I mean, it's going a little bit fast for me. Praise God. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Why the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things. The last one now, I think. The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointing. I think we may go a little bit too far. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't spill over. I think we have a spillover here. Amen. Let me just read my version because we know that version. Oh, the joy of the Lord, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockeries. They that delight in the law of the Lord meditate on it day and night. They are like tree planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But the wicked, they are like worthless shafts scattered by the wind. They will not condemn at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly. But the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Amen. Blessed be the reading of God's holy word. Amen. I found this morning a blank check in my Bible. I'm not sure why it was there, but I'm going to use it this morning as a marker, amen. But also I'm going to command the blessing of the Lord in my situation for my business, amen. You got to speak life over your situation, amen. And too often we kind of use our sword to defend of the attack of the enemy. And while our sword was designed to penetrate the enemy. Amen. 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 The Bible says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. So that means our walk should not be in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Come on, come on. If you're here today, and you're going through some tough times, praise God, that you feel that you are not blessed, I'm going to erase that mentality. Amen. Because we think that, oh, when things is going good, that's the time you're blessed. But I'm here to encourage you, if things are going topsy-turvy, it's because the blessing of God is upon you. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. If things are going bad, if everything is seems as if and this and that, and it's causing a domino effect, it's because the blessing of God is up on you. Amen. The blessing of the God is up on you. If you take, oh, thank you, God, thank you. Praise God, thank you, thank you. If you watch a cat, and you throw a cat up in the air, it doesn't matter. Thank you. Praise God. It doesn't matter how far you throw the cat up. The cat is not going to land on its head. The cat will always land on its feet. Praise God. Again, throw him. You could even hold him upside down. If I hold a cat upside down and I drop him, for some reason, he'll flip and fall right on his 2 feet. It is the same thing with your situation. It may look upside down. But when God is finished, you're going to be landing right on your feet. Praise God. Just too often we complain. We complain. And we look at someone else and then we use it as a mirror. Come on, come on. We look at other people's situation. Man, they have a nice car. They have a nice job. Nice hairdo. And we look at them and then we start to adjust our lifestyle and our walk with God because of their temporary. Oh God, I wish I got. shouldn't I use someone else as your yardstick? Praise God. Amen. Because sometimes what happens when you use someone else, you set yourself up to fail. Perhaps God have them at that particular point to stretch you, but not to compare you as if that is the ultimate blessing of God. So sometimes when we use someone else, we set ourselves because we're aiming too low. Oh my God, I was aiming too low for a lot of things. Praise God. Amen. When you aim too low, God will block you because he wants you to come up a little bit higher. So the Bible says, blessed is the man, and you woman could just put woo man in front of it because it's speaking to you too. Amen. Amen. Blessed is the woman that walketh not. So that means there's a way where you should not walk. There's a way that we're walking that is not lined up with the word of God. So the Bible has to remind us, blessed are you, woman, blessed are you, man, that walketh not. Sometimes we walk and we're walking wrong. Sideways. Sideways. Blessed, you can't walk sideways. There's no way I could walk sideways and be fruitful. Amen. You got to walk. Blessed. Brother Clinton, put it back on, please. Sometimes when they see it, it goes quicker in your spirit. Amen. Blessed is the man, Sister Lorna, that walketh not. That means there's a counsel. Praise God. Yes. That means there is a counsel that we should not walk in. There is a situation that really, and you know who the counsel is? Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you. The counsel is the world. Worldly stuff. We look at the news and we say, hey, oh, the dollar is going to drop. And if you're going to sow or if you're going to invest, if you're in the business of investment based on what the market is saying, you will not invest based on what the market is saying. And sometimes that is not the counsel of God. Amen? The counsel of God comes from within. But let me just, not to go far. The Bible says, blessed is the man that not walketh in the counsel of the ungodly. So there's some walk and there's some people that we are walking with. The Bible is reminding us we should not walk with these people because they give you bad counsel. Bad counsel. I want to walk. Not with ungodly counsel. And you could be the house of God. And you get bad counsel. It's not counsel of God. It is ungodly counsel. And the Bible is reminding us, blessed is, that means there's a blessing if you do not take certain counsel. Again, let me say it. There's a blessing if we do not listen, if we do not follow, if we do not hang around certain counsel. Come on, come on, come on. I know I'm preaching right. Praise God. So if you are walking with ungodly counsel, you're not going to get blessed. Again, so you have to now look within your walk and see those people that God or who you're walking with to see if it is a godly counsel, Pastor. Can I go deeper? So the Bible is reminding us, Pastor Erica, there's a blessing if when you walk with godly counsel. But also there's a blessing when you walk and your walk is not with the ungodly. Nor stand it. Oh my God. So that means I could be standing in the way and it's the wrong way. Amen? Amen. So our way has to be clear. Our path has to be clear. So when we walk, I'm walking in the counsel of God. And although I may be going through hell, I'd rather go through hell knowing that I'm walking with the counsel of God. Once I don't stop in hell, because hell was not made for us. Amen? We were not made for hell. It's for Satan and his demons. I'm made to walk in the blessing of God. So if I'm going through hell, it's just I'm going through. Me not up. Some of us, we love to stop in hell. It becomes, everything. Once it's not going right, you stop. You put bus stop in hell. Praise God. Because once you're walking and you get a little bit of a hit, you stop. I wasn't born. God didn't create me, teacher, to walk. To put my bus stop, my word, I'm going to stop in hell. Are you crazy? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Put bus stop in hell. Oh, I'm going through hell. Hello, you better go through hell. Don't even tell me. As a matter of fact, thank you, Lord. As a matter of fact, while you're going through hell, you everything should be up. Praise God. If you're going through hell, let's say it's a highway, praise God. You don't roll down your window and start to stop, oh, I'm going through hell. No, you shut your window up and you go. Praise God. Hell should not be on your mind. The only time it's going to be in your mind is because you're walking with the ungodly. Father Dorothy, they're walking with the ungodly. And only the ungodly could remind me that I'm going through hell. Because when I'm walking with the God, they say, praise God. The blessing of the God had rich and no sorrow. You don't want to... I need to go through. Don't remind me that, oh, I'm going through hell. You stay in hell. Praise God. There's a possibility that you're going with ungodly counsel. Anything that is not encouraging you in the kingdom of God is ungodly. Because we walk with power and authority. Our walk is in power and with the authority of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise God. Too many times, people, they have a saying that, show me your company, I tell you who you are. Amen. One bad apple spoil. One bad spirit. See, this morning, little Kaylee, one spirit. One little baby spirit was praising God. And another one playing. That you cannot get purer than that. You can't get purer than that. That is a blessing. Because she watched mama praising God. She sees her mama as a godly woman. So when the music is playing, it is appropriate for me to praise God. She may not understand, but she feels the spirit of God. And we praise. What she was saying, mama always got to coach you to sing and to invite the spirit of God. Just let's praise. We understand that. Because we know it is coming from a pure place. So blessed is the man that walketh not. Check your counsel. People of God, check your counsel. Check those people you're counseling with. Check those people who they say that your so-called counsel is a possibility that God is saying. That is ungodly. If it's not empowering you, if it's not lifting you up. And I'm not saying someone can't correct you. But every time you open your mouth, it's a correction. It's possible that it's ungodly. I was having a conversation with someone over the weekend. They said, man, there's a set of people where every so often they have to change church. And every church they go to, they find a problem. And the person I was just conversating, they said, you know, that they have to check themselves. I said, maybe it's not the church. Maybe is we're the one carrying the spirit in the church. Too often, every time we go to church, we find fault. Everything, from the pastor to the deacon, to the deaconess, to the... Oh, why we have the little boy on the drum, and sometimes he's offbeat. I mean, you know, he's... Come on. We find fault. And why her hat? And why she's leading worship, and she don't have a hat on her head, and the skirt is too... We find too many fault. And there's a possibility that our genuine worship is off key, praise God. It's not really coming from a godly place. But if it's coming from a godly place, you will always see God and not the enemy. Thank you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the council. That means our walk is with certain council people that we walk with, people that we have, people that everything happened, we call first thing. That is your counsel. Yeah. And if you check the spirit, maybe it is an ungodly spirit. Yes. And the Lord is saying, the word of God is saying that there is no blessing with that fellowship. I don't want to walk with a fellowship when there is no blessing. Your job is to, my job is to empower you. Your job is to empower me. We got to empower each other. Even if you're going through hell and if he says, faster, faster, faster. Don't tell me to stop in hell and open up and put a bus stop there. Oh, God, you got to go through, mother. Praise God. Amen. So let's continue. The Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Praise God. You know something? The seat of scornful is a deadly seat. Hello? The seat of scornful is a deadly place to be because it's an internal place. Amen? When they say that a woman's scorn is the worst one. Yes. When a woman is hurt, yes, when she's rejected, yes, when she's not appreciated, yes, and she gets scorned, mm-hmm, men, we know to handle certain things. And yes, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Yes, also men too. Because we know the story of Saul. When Saul was rejected, bitterness kicks in. He became scornful of David. So that scornfulness would activate you to want to commit murder. Oh God, I said. Let me say it again. When you're hurt, you become scornful. The spirit of murder kick in. Saul, when he was rejected, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God left Saul. And an evil spirit from God came to torment him. He became scornful. And the only thing could have helped that scornfulness is the Bible says, and the same person that he scorned is the same person that God sent to play. The Bible says, they had to send for David for played. And when David played, that misery, that depression left him. So it's not only women, correct myself, but also us men. When you become scornful, it's a bad place to be. The Bible is saying that you cannot be blessed when you become scornful. Can I go deeper?
Yes.
Praise God. In the seat of the scornful. Right, next one, please. But is the light is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate. There are certain blessings that you want. You got to go internally and meditate day and night. So if you're meditating there, you don't want somebody to disrupt that meditation. But oh no, if the meditation is, God, I'm hoping, I'm pressing that you will bring me through. You don't want somebody to stick a peg there to let you know, You remember Job? When Job was going through, Job's wife says, why don't you curse God and die? He had to rebuke her. You speak like a foolish woman. That was an appropriate rebuke. Praise God. Amen. There is some things. But his delight is in the law. And the law doeth he meditate day and night. Some of us, for us to achieve certain blessings, the Bible is reminding us we need to meditate. We need to put it before God.
Amen.
We got to be like the animal that chew their cud, they call it. When a cow or a goat, they eat. After a while, they regurgitate it, and they bring it back, and they re-chew it. Whatever they eat fast, they take time, take it back up, and chew it. The same thing is meditate. We got to be like them to meditate, to chew on it, with the word. Even this preaching, even this message, for you to go home and you meditate on it. It says, okay, because God may give you deeper insight for yourself. You can't ask me questions, but after you can say, God, what does this mean? You got to go back in the word and say, God, what are you saying? Praise God. Amen. Meditate day and night. Next one. And he shall be like a tree. Oh my God. He got to be like a tree. The Bible break this down for us and give it to us into symbol as a tree. You know what a tree is? If a tree is planted beside a river, it doesn't matter even when there's a drought, because we know the river is the last place where it's going to dry up. And even the river, if there's no water on top, we know that the root will find water because of the water. Oh my God. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth. No. His fruit. That means you. Oh God. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Praise God. That means making it personal now, that there's a fruit that you must bear in your season. In the wintertime, if you pass an apple tree, it does not bear in the winter. So if you cut it down, you cut down a live tree, because it does not bear every season and every day of the year. But there come a point when the God said, hey man, it's your season. There is a song, Mother D, to walk in your season, Sister Mitzi. And too often, we get discouraged when we see someone as bearing in their season, and your season is not being fruitful yet. That is not the will of God for you. Everyone, and that he that bringeth forth in his fruit in his season. And then said that he shifted the leaves, and his leaves also shall not dry up. Your leaves are representative of the life. Your leaf, if your leaf is green, that tells you that, yes, you're alive. When your leaves are dried up, woman of God. That means there's a season for you, deaconess, to produce. It's like a woman. She cannot, when she's pregnant, she cannot bring another child. She has to first deliver that child in that season. You never see a woman get pregnant and then in the pregnancy she get pregnant again. You will see manifestation as tumor. Am I talking right, doctors? Yeah. You'll see tumor that look like, I remember a lady that she said she was pregnant, and she was that she had the symbolism of pregnancy. And I kind of reasoned with myself and with the Spirit of God. Well, she's not with husband, and she is not pregnant by him. So what is she? And she's not married, by the way. But the formation seemed as if she was pregnant. It ended up that it was not pregnancy. It was a tumor. This one was from the devil. The devil could sometimes contaminate us based on we walk by sight and not by faith. She had tumor. She was not bearing fruit at that time. So sometimes we got to be careful what we think, and we prematurely say, oh, this is the fruit I'm bearing. Praise God. Be careful. Because the enemy will set you up. Praise God. Amen. 2 more minutes. Fruit in the season also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth. Come on. Whatever you do, shall prosper. We got to get that in our spirit. That whatever I'm doing, it shall prosper. That is spiritual warfare, but that's offensive warfare. Whatsoever I do, it shall prosper. Whatsoever I put my hand to, it shall prosper. So if I'm going through an attack, I still will prosper. Too often, the enemy just light a little candle on us and we stop in our track. Praise God. And it's time for you to buckle up and move forward in God, knowing that whatever you do, because I'm planted by the rivers of water. And that river of water, it is referring to the word of God. I'm planted on the word of God. I'm promised on the word of God. That is my guarantee. I will not be misled by the word of God. I will be misled by ungodly counsel, but not with the word of God. The ungodly is not so. When you're planted by the river, the river is the word of God. River life. He didn't say lake. I mean, he didn't say pond. River is living water. This is the living water of God. The word of God is living water. When you plant in the word of God, that's your river. Praise God. Amen. You plant in the river of God. Doesn't matter what comes. God. Fire come, I'm still in the river of God. I'm planted. I'm not catch up. I'm planted, that means I'm rooted, praise. My root goes down, there's a tap root that goes for. When I'm rooted in the word of God, that put me by the river. And we know a river that never runs dry is the river of God. I don't care what about you. The ungodly is not so. When I'm planted and rooted in the river of God, I will not be, my leaves will not dry up. My leaf will not dry up. My leaves shall be green. Because I'm rooted, I'm planted. Blessed are the men. Walk it not in the counsel of the ungodly. Stand around. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because I'm rooted and grounded in the word of God. Doesn't matter what comes, woman of God. It's best to be rooted and grounded in the riverbank. This is your riverbank. I got a riverbank. I remember in Jamaica, we used to live close by the river. And at some point, the river does dry up. But there was a special bank, and even when the river dry up, I could go there still, catch some water. Because that river is so deep that I could not dry up. But it came a season, it was so bad that even that dried up. But the word of God, the word of God, we got planted by the riverbank. It will never dry up. I'm not finished because there's another scripture. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. So if you're going through today and there are things that are perplexing your spirit and your mind, not lining up with some things, and you're going through a situation and you could say, yes, Pastor, I'm like the cat, you know. I'm just all over the place. But God will allow you to land on your feet because you're planted by the rivers of water. But also the word of God is reminding us for us to check our counsels. Check. Make sure that your counsel is godly. Amen. We need godly counsel. Amen. Check your counsel. Whoever is pouring in on who you're going to, check to make sure that it's lined up with the river of God. If it's not lining up, it's not of God. Amen. Check your counsel to make sure that your counsel is planted, Sister Joella, at the riverbank. I know you're not from the Caribbean, amen, but most of us, do we know what the riverbank is? Symbolically, but spiritually, is a place where you always get water. If it stops flowing upstream, there you get water. If it stops going downstream, there, because it's a bank. To God be the glory. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise God. If you're here today and you're going through a tough time and the word of God really empowered you, the story of God getting your spirit, and you identify that maybe you're walking with some ungodly people, yes. Amen. It's time for you to cut it off. And walk with some godly people. Perhaps your counsel is not a godly counsel. And you need to change your counsel for it to line up with the counsel of God. It's time for us to reevaluate our walk, because it's all about your walk. When you stop walking, you're a dead man. When the breath leave you, that's it. But while the breath of life is inside of you, you gotta watch your walk.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Check your counsel. Praise God.
Amen.
Can you stand with me, please? Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for this word, Lord. It speaks to our walk. And perhaps, Lord, we have some ungodly people that are walking with us. They have seen it from the world. And that does not line up with the blessing of God. You said, blessed are they that walk with the counsel of God. So if I'm not walking with the counsel of God, I'm walking my walk with the world. So Lord, as we are standing, Lord, Spirit of God, open up our spiritual eyesight that we could see our walk. Those people who are close to us, those people who are whispering in our spirit, those people who are taken from our spirit, Lord. We want to pray, God, that our walk is with godly counsel. And God, I pray, God, that there's anyone that is even walking with me. If it's not your will, God, cancel them.
Yes.
Let me walk alone.
Amen.
I'd rather walk alone, know that goodness and mercy is with me, than walking with ungodly counsel. Spirit of God, tune our walk. Spirit of God, search us. Empower us, Lord. Give us great insight. It's not our will, but we pray, God, that your will be lined up with our will, God, so that our walk can be victorious. Spirit of God, search us. Prune us. Lord, when you show us, allow us to activate, allow us to move. So we thank you in advance, Lord. Have your way. Spirit of God, have your way. We thank you, Lord, that our walk is with the counsel of God and not with the ungodly counsel. Blessed are they! Walk with the counsel of godly counsel. So Lord, we thank you. Help us, Lord. This week, God, I pray that you may watch over us, Lord. We have Pastor Legon, who's away, Reverend Walter, Pastor Sandra, just to name a few of our leaders. In the back, Lord, we want to put my mother, Norma, Mother Dorothy, our senior mothers here, God, Mother Judith. Father God, pray, God, that you may allow them to give the younger generation even wise counsel, because they have been on this path for a long time. They have walked with you longer. And even those of us, God, you have called to equip the body of Christ, Lord. Allow us to get wise counsel. So that even a little babe could know when to dance in the presence of God. We thank you. Bless us, Lord. As we leave from this place, but surely from not your presence, God, allow us, Lord, to take this word and to personally go back in and visit this word so that you may have greater revelation for us individually, Lord. Impart wisdom, understanding, Lord, so that our walk can be blessed. Father God, we thank you. We pray a blessing now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's hug someone, let them know that they're waxed in greater and greater because the God of hosts is with them. Waxed in greater and greater because God of hosts is with you. Waxed in greater and greater. God of hosts is with you. You're waxed in greater and greater. Waxed in greater and greater. Waxed in greater and greater.